Holding a 3 and giving 9 is one of the moot situations at the game. The odds are so nearly divided between to draw or not to draw. Bond let the banker sweat it out. Since his 9 could only be equaled by the banker drawing a 6, he would normally have shown his count if it had been a friendly game. Bond's cards lay on the table before him. The 2 impersonal, pale, pink-patterned backs and the faced 9 of hearts. To Le Chiffre, the 9 might be telling the truth, or many variations of lies. The whole secret lay in the reverse of the 2 pink backs, where the pair of queens kissed the green cloth. The sweat was running down either side of the banker's beaky nose. His thick tongue came out slyly and licked a drop out of the corner of his red gash of a mouth. He looked at Bond's cards, and then at his own, and then back at Bond's. Then his whole body shrugged, and he slipped out a card for himself from the lisping shoe. He faced it. The table craned. It was a wonderful card, a 5.
Huit à la banque, said the croupier.
As Bond sat silent, Le Chiffre suddenly grinned wolfishly. He must have won. The croupier's spatula reached almost apologetically across the table. There was not a man at the table who did not believe Bond was defeated. The spatula flicked the 2 pink cards over on their backs. The gay red queens smiled up at the lights.
Le neuf.
A great gasp went up round the table, and then a hubbub of talk. Bond's eyes were on Le Chiffre. The big man fell back in his chair as if slugged above the heart. His mouth opened and shut once or twice in protest, and his right hand felt at his throat. Then he rocked back. His lips were grey. As the huge stack of plaques was shunted across the table to Bond, the banker reached into an inner pocket of his jacket and threw a wad of notes onto the table. The croupier riffled through them.
"Un banco de 10 millions," he announced.
He slapped down their equivalent in 10 plaques of 1 million each. This is the kill, thought Bond. This man has reached the point of no return. This is the last of his capital. He has come to where I stood an hour ago, and he is making the last gesture that I made. But if this man loses, there is no one to come to his aid, no miracle to help him. Bond sat back and lit a cigarette. On a small table beside him, half a bottle of Clicquot and a glass had materialized. Without asking who the benefactor was, Bond filled the glass to the brim and drank it down in 2 long draughts. Then he leant back with his arms curled forward on the table in front of him, like the arms of a wrestler seeking a hold at the opening of a bout of jiu-jitsu. The players on his left remained silent.
"Banco,"
he said, speaking straight at Le Chiffre. Once more the 2 cards were borne over to him, and this time the croupier slipped them into the green lagoon between the outstretched arms. Bond curled his right hand in, glanced briefly down, and flipped the cards face up into the middle of the table.